Taking a look at Coast Radio Sports, the Sayusaw Vikings got their revenge on the Harrisburg Eagles on Friday night. The Vikings matched the spread from last year's loss with a 64-8 victory, topping the Eagles by 56 points. Wide receiver Braden Thornton put one in the record books. Thornton had 13 receptions for 307 yards and four touchdowns, which gives him the single-game receiving record in the history of Sayusaw football, according to head coach Sam Johnson. Eight different Vikings rushed the ball for Sayusaw. Also, junior Brady Libby leads the team in tackles for the first five games played this season. Sayusaw will visit Santiam Christian this Friday. In eight-man football, the Mapleton Sailors remain unbeaten after disposing of Oak Ridge Friday night. It was a much closer game than the Sailors have been in this season, with just 10 points splitting the teams. J.J. Neese rushed for 346 yards and four touchdowns, and Cody Severance added two touchdowns for the Sailors. Defensively, junior Robbie Burnett had a team-high 20 tackles on the night, and J.J. Neese added 11 with three sacks. Brendan Jensen led most of the 5,000-meter race at Saturday's Wohahink Classic, but ran out of gas near the end and ended up fifth for the boys' cross-country team. San Ulrich finished eighth for the Vikings. The boys finished third overall. For the girls, Hannah Rano finished in second place with a time of 19:43.6. Sophomore Riley Colton, junior Brea Blankenship, and senior Ann Wartnick finished 12th, 15th, and 19th, respectively. Prep volleyball had Mapleton at home with two matches on Saturday. They faced Riddle and Camas Valley. The Sailor girls were blanked in both matches 0-3. Also on Saturday, the Viking girls were on the court to split a non-league outing, taking Madras 2-0 and losing to Junction City 0-2. The Oregon Ducks slept through the first half of their game against Cal on Saturday. Their lackluster performance left them in a 7-0 deficit going into the third quarter, held up only by their defense, who kept the score low. The second half, the Ducks sinked and scored 17 points while shutting out the Golden Bears for a 17-7 win. The Oregon State Beavers were also victorious, outgunning the Bruins on their own field. OSU took a 27-10 lead into halftime and added another 21 in the second half for a 48-31 final score. And now your weather forecast for the Central Oregon coast. Rain likely overnight tonight, mainly between 11 p.m. and 5 a.m. Patchy fog between 8 p.m. and 11 p.m. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with low around 51 degrees. Light and variable winds becoming northwesterly 5 to 8 miles per hour after midnight. 9:04 is the high tide on the Sayusaw River at Florence. Low tide's coming up at 4:10 a.m. And then for tomorrow, a chance of rain in the morning, then a chance of showers, mainly after 11 a.m. It's going to be partly sunny with a high near 58 degrees. North-northwest wind 7 to 11 miles per hour, gusting as high as 20, with a small craft advisory in effect. That's Coast Radio News, weather, and sports for Monday, October 7th, 2019.